Radio.com.
And welcome everybody to another edition of the Rack Extra Total Divas. We're here to recap episode 6. Yes, episode 6. And apparently, we're heading to Las Vegas in this episode as we previewed last time around. I'm Rock. Lindsay is here. We're going to get into all the shenanigans that happen in Diva Las Vegas. It's the Rack Extra Total Divas edition, episode number 6 review. Will take place in just a minute, right after this quick break, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And RackRadioShow.com.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you...
The home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Now I'm back on top of the world. I'm back on top of the world. Yeah, I'm back on top of the world.
taking the break right here on the Rack Extra Post Show. We are ending with Keeping Up with the Kardashians, thank God, and moving right into Total Divas Episode 6, where we see JoJo admiring one Justin Gabriel, and the view is not bad.
She seems to... She thinks JoJo is hot. Hey, it's Chris Jericho.
And no pants.
Mm-hmm. But the way they had it covered, it looked like he had nothing on at all.
Yeah.
And Jericho's now talking, you have a crush on Justin Gabriel. The old check this box routine, you know. Check this box if you like me when you pass notes in class, when you're back in, you know, middle school and high school.
I heart you, JoJo. Or I heart you, Jericho.
Random Chris Jericho appearance. That was amazing.
Giving the 19-year-old crap. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we are at Monday Night Raw. Hey, Random Fit Finley.
Random Fit Finley and the... Hey, it's Kane and Daniel Bryan.
There's Kane! We found him! He's fighting the Shield on Total Divas. There he is!
Oh,
and
we
get a Dean.
He just
hey,
killed.
Dean.
He just killed Dean.
Brian, that's not nice. Don't kill the Dean. The Dean is hot.
And Usos with face paint. And there's Daniel Bryan with papers in hand, and he gives his girlfriend a kiss. JoJo's like, oh my god, you guys are the cutest.
And apparently Brian is now walking around with red lipstick mm-hmm. because he kissed her on the lips.
Right,
because
she's now wearing her stain remover.
And we see JoJo and Justin Gabriel playing with someone's phone.
Mm-hmm. And now we're flashing back to when Sebastian broke up with JoJo earlier in the season. JoJo's like, I just need to live life.
Well, Justin Gabriel is definitely a trade-up from Sebastian, I will say that.
Even Marie's trying to look out for JoJo.
Wait, what?
Not ready to mingle.
And I love how Sheamus is like, hey guys, what's up? And they blur his face.
I know, right?
Why would you blur...
I guess they never got his release. I don't know. Don't ask me.
And Eva's giving JoJo crap about, you know, liking Justin Gabriel and, you know, flirting with him.
Hey, it's Zack Ryder. I think that's Zack Ryder. Or Kurt Hawkins. One of the two.
Oh, and apparently we're having a housewarming party. That is...
Kurt Hawkins.
God, Michael Hayes!
Michael Hayes, in a walking boot, apparently he broke his foot or something. Scared the two divas. That was great.
Genius!
And now we're in NXT with the Funkadactyls and the Bellas training.
Really? The Bellas are teaching the Funkadactyls how to wrestle?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Natty!
Hey, it's
Please
Natty.
Show them how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Please?
Natty's stressing out. Over the wedding. And Nikki wants to play in the bachelorette party.
And they're going to Vegas for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you're going to go somewhere for a bachelorette party, Vegas would be the place to do it.
I know, right?
Has she never been to a strip club before?
Apparently not. They're now she's recapping what happened when she met Jarrett last time on the show.
And we get the continuation of it.
Mm-hmm. And Natty invited Jarrett to the wedding. And now
so wait, she invited her to the wedding, and then, like, okay, that's kind of a Tool thing to do, dude. You know, like, she invites you to your wedding, and then you're all like, yeah, no, you know, I'm kind of totally in love with you. FYI.
Yeah, it was, you know, dick move. The Funkadactyl's asking if Natty likes the attention that Jarrett's giving her. Stafford girl time with the Bellas, the Funkadactyls, and Natty.
Because they don't get enough of that on the road?
I guess not. What is she doing?
I don't know. And she just dropped Trinity on her face. And Trinity kicks out. Sold it like a champ and then, you know, kicks out.
Mm-hmm. She was dead and then kicks out, yeah. And now we're at the, Eve and JoJo are getting ready, I guess, for their housewarming at some point.
Wait, are they putting stripper dust on themselves?
I don't know. Eva Marie asks, do you think Justin's going to kiss you tonight? And their first guest is there, and it's Nikki Bella. The Usos, Natty, Tyson. Boy, it's the cast.
What a surprise! And, oh, the plastic cup broke. Apparently there's Brie mode.
Where she drinks. And the Usos like, yeah, go for it, Brie mode.
Well, if you think about it, there's like, what? Two guys?
Mm-hmm.
Three guys there and a group of women.
Yeah.
Like, Justin Gabriel is the only...
And he's not even there yet.
He's not even there yet, yeah. And apparently Brie gets psycho when she drinks. Now mm-hmm. I want to see Brie drunk.
And now look who shows up. It's Justin Gabriel and someone else was there.
Someone else, yeah, somebody else came with him.
Hey, it's the other Funkadactyl. Now she's hiding the relationship with Jarrett from TJ.
Wow, that's kind of incredible that they're each other's first and only. That's
right.
Kind of amazing, actually.
It is, and that's what happens when they've been, what, known each other since, what, 12 years old?
Something like that, yeah. Oh my god, she just whacked her boyfriend in the head with a cookie sheet.
This party's gone hardcore, just pointing that out.
And Natty just is dropping it like it's hot.
Right for TJ.
Honey, she's white, okay?
Ariane making fun of Natty's dancing. That was priceless.
Oh,
Girl, I like me some older guys.
Wow.
She's 19, and you're telling her to go out with an older guy. Like, how much older than her is he?
About 15 years, I think.
Yeah, no. That's a little much.
I think he's in his 30s. I think.
This is where we go to Google.
This is where we go to Google, yeah.
And then, on the air.
Mm-hmm, JoJo is pulling Justin Gabriel away to the outside. And then they're flirting a little bit.
He is 32, so he's outside the 10-year rank by 3 years. So he's 13 years older than her. That's...
And now they're making out on the terrace. Eva Marie's worried because she knows JoJo is love-struck.
Well, you gotta look out for your friend.
Oh, we're gonna have some interesting...
What curses does she have?
I don't know. Uh-oh.
That looked like Nikki.
Oh, so, we've learned some things in this one, haven't we?
Yes, yes we have. Natty can drop it like it's hot, kind of.
The white girl version.
The white girl version. And Jared is, well, laying it on kind of thick.
And Justin Gabriel and JoJo's is falling for Justin Gabriel. She has a crush on him.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a crush. There's a difference, though, between a crush and, like, going all out, especially, like, right away.
Right.
Because, you know, how do we know he's not just looking for a good time?
Especially with a 19-year-old.
Especially with a 19-year-old. I mean, come on. You know, I don't want to add a stigma to male wrestlers and accuse them of being a certain way, but you know boys talk.
Right.
And the rumor that there's a 19-year-old coming into the company, I'm sure that got spread around a couple times.
Fresh meat? What? Is it possible? For Justin Gabriel? Yup.
And like I said, I don't want to insinuate anything, but yeah. Basically, the moral of this story is guys talk.
Yes, guys do talk. That is without a doubt true.
Just pointing that out.
Just playing.
So yeah. Especially when it's a cute 19-year-old too. Yeah, guys talk.
Exactly. So, the 10-year gap is a little bit, what, 13 years, 12 years, 13 years apart?
Yeah, they're about 13 years apart, which that's...
It's pushing it a little bit for you?
It's pushing a little bit, especially when she's 19 and he's 32. I mean, think about it, she can't even buy alcohol. She can't drink.
Right.
I mean, it would be a little bit different if she was at least 21, but because she's 19, it's like she's barely legal at this stage.
And we're back.
And he's taking her out to lunch. How nice.
God, there's no one else in that restaurant. Oh, there's one couple now. JoJo likes Justin a lot.
And he calls her out.
Yeah. Realizing she's underage.
Now and apparently he ordered rabbit.
And JoJo's talking about how she has a rabbit and likes to feed it.
And Justin's like, yeah, okay.
I'm realizing who I'm what I'm getting involved with now.
No, no, sweetie, you don't. No. No, you don't. He's just ready to you know, get what he's after, and yeah.
Yeah. She's getting the food to take home to the rabbit. Gotta feed that rabbit. And now we're going shopping with John Cena and Nikki Bella. See, it's not her purses. They're going shopping for purses.
I was gonna say, I was gonna be a little scared if she had that many bags.
Yeah, now they're gossiping about Natty and TJ, how Natty's only slept with TJ. John Cena's like, I don't care. Whatever. I don't care.
No, John's like, it doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's like, what? Nikki's talking how beautiful it is, and she's talking about how her family would do backflips if that she's only been with one person.
So is that the insinuation that she's less than virginal?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
This is where I ask you for a number, and yeah.
Oh, it's that conversation.
Mm-hmm. He says, hopefully it's between 1 and 1,000. Oh, John Cena. That's why you're awesome.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now we're here with Ariana and Vinny. They're talking about going to the Natty's bachelorette party. Working like a dog, and then they do a close-up of their dog.
Does that dog have any hair on it?
No. I don't think so.
Basically, Vincent has a problem with her going to Vegas without him.
Mm-hmm. Vincent, it's a WWE-only thing, and Vinny wants to go.
Pretty much, yeah, because, like she said, Eva Marie's boyfriend isn't going.
Vinny's not too happy.
Basically, he doesn't want her to go without her. Aww.
And he slams the door and storms away. Uh-oh, here we go. Welcome to Vegas.
Vegas, baby!
Vegas.
Come on, give me the belly sign! Give me the belly sign! Up, and we're cracking open the champagne in a stretch limo. Wait, they're staying out of the Palms?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a stripper pole in the shower.
I think that's the Real World house, maybe? I don't know.
And he turns the shower on her while she's on the stripper pole.
Justin and I will make some beautiful babies, she said.
Oh, they got the sash, and they've got the Spencer Gifts accessory set.
The handcuff.
And now they're asking to see Brie mode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Brian doesn't like the party girl past.
No, oh. And look how unkempt Dana Bryan is right now. That's amazing.
Well, he just got off an airplane.
Right.
But really, they're staying out at the Palms? Wow, that's far off the strip.
It's time for a pool party with the Total Divas. And the guys.
Yeah, John's putting the moves.
On his girl. Yeah.
On his girl.
He talks about, I like my dark meat.
God damn.
I like my dark meat burnt.
You know, dude, you could help her put it on.
And now,
he asked her, Jared asked her if she's getting lap dances.
Wow. Daddy's liking the attention. Nikki's talking about how Jared's putting everything out there, and Natty's not seeing it.
No, Natty's seeing it. She just doesn't have a problem with it. That's the thing, because nothing's going to happen with Jared.
Right. Smiley face mean, let's get it on.
Okay, what kind of text does she get with a smiley face? Because every time I get a text with a smiley face, that does not mean that. Oh, dear. Things are going to go down.
So, it looks like someone's crashing the party.
Somebody's crashing the party.
Uh-oh.
And, well, somebody else's party is going to get crashed in more than one way.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we learn from this part of the show?
Jared is putting the moves on Natty, and Natty has no problem with it. We learned that, Nikki has slept with between 1,000 and 1,000 people. Daniel Bryan is very unkempt when getting off an airplane. And, Daniel Bryan doesn't like Brie Mode.
Which, if you think about his mindset and his belief system, that totally makes sense.
It does. It really does. He likes being low key and she's changing for him.
Well, he's not a big drinker, and you can tell. Right. Does he even drink?
I don't think he drinks. If he drinks, it's not often.
Yeah, so that makes sense that, he wouldn't necessarily be into at least her. I mean, I'm sure he wouldn't care if she wanted to drink all the time, but he probably wouldn't be okay with it in the end.
Right. But I think he's probably okay if she does it once in a while with, her sister and what have you.
Yeah, it's more she's not drinking all the time kind of thing.
Right. Unlike Nikki, who, well, every time we see her, she has a glass of wine in her hand.
She has a glass of wine or she has food.
One or the other.
Yeah, one or the other. Starting to notice this. But notice who's not with them. All the boyfriends came, except for Cena.
Well, Cena was busy. He had to work.
Really?
He had to wrestle? I don't know.
That just seems weird. It's like, Brian gets the time off, and the Uso gets the time off, and Gabriel gets the time off, and the girls get the time off, but Cena's not there.
And this could be like a random Wednesday, for all we know.
Oh, it totally could be a random Wednesday. If you're going to Vegas, that's when you really go. You don't go on the weekends, because good God, it's just crazy. Especially in the summer, but go during the week, it's not too bad.
So it's like John Cena could be doing. He could have some sort of an appearance. I love that they had to take care of. I don't know.
It seems odd that, out of all the boyfriends that came, Cena is not there.
Or at least not there yet.
Not there yet. Not yet there yet that we've seen.
Because he could show up at some point, because, he may, came in later that day. And we're back.
And we're back in Vegas, and they're all at the pool.
They're all laying out by the pool, having fun in the pool.
And the boys are wrestling in the pool. Mm-hmm. She's ready to let loose and have fun. Oh, good God, how much fun can a 19-year-old have until she sees Dustin talking to another girl?
Yep.
And here's where Eve is,
just telling him he's not ready to settle down. He doesn't want anything serious.
Basically, one or both of them are the rebound at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
No, JoJo, no. He's running a game. He's trying to get you in bed. That's what he's trying to do.
He's playing his game, and you're falling for it.
And now they got Natty doing shots. Oh, yes.
Nikki's like, we're in Vegas. It's time to get loose, and this is the best place for it.
And they keep asking if we're going to see Brie Mode tonight. Aww, and TJ does a really sweet toast to Natty.
And the girls are
Brian's like, you're going where?
You're going where now? The girls are going to Chippendales. Well, the guys stay back, I suppose.
And the girls are drinking. And here we go. Here's some Chippendales.
I'll let you describe the action.
Basically, lots of men dancing in erotic ways with their things and getting naked is the best way to put this. And Natty's going to get a lap dance.
She's being tied up by the cowboys.
And there's some nudity. So basically, Natty got the all-male review for her bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And now we're breaking out the alcohol, and the girls and the guys are getting drunk.
Just realizing, oh yeah, we're in Vegas and I can't do anything because I'm 19. Eva Marie doesn't drink.
Which is interesting.
For personal reasons. And now they're walking and the girl spot Justin Gabriel working it with some other girl. And JoJo's not happy.
Yep, it's Nikki that takes the spill. Actually, technically, JoJo shouldn't even be out on the casino floor if she's only 19. I'm surprised they let her go down there. At least that close to the gaming tables.
I think that, yeah, that's true.
Because normally they don't, if you're underage, they don't even let you near the tables.
I guess they made the exception for the camera.
No, they usually don't. So, I'm trying to actually remember for Vegas if you have to be 21 to gamble or if you can be 18 and gamble. I think you only have to be 18 to gamble.
Well, then, there you go. So, what did we learn?
I want to go back to Vegas.
And why is that, Lindsay?
Because I forgot how much fun it is. Although I wouldn't stay out of the Palms. It's too far off the strip.
You'd rather stay on the strip somewhere?
Yeah.
Where exactly would you want to stay?
Bellagio, Bally's, or Paris, because they're right center strip. And so you can, they're good walk, it's a good walking distance to either end, so you can get to everything relatively easily. Like, it's only a 10 minute walk to get down to, like, Treasure Island and the Venetian and down there. And it's the same to get up to the MGM and that end, too.
Right.
So it's not too bad.
Gotcha.
Because rule number one to anybody who has never been to Vegas. One, do not stay off the strip at the Palms, because then you got to take a taxi. And no matter where you go in Vegas, it is a $20 cab ride.
Okay.
Number two, never take a cab. One, because it costs you $20 every time. But two, it will take you 45 minutes to go less than a mile, because traffic on the strip sucks, especially on the weekends or on a high travel day where there are a lot of tourists around. So just don't do it. Just prepare to walk everywhere in Vegas. They make it really, really, really easy for everybody to walk. Lots of sky bridges.
And any other tips?
Take lots of money. Because Vegas is not cheap.
Really? I thought Vegas was like the cheapest place you can go. Especially on a Tim style budget, that's the cheapest place you can go.
If you can, well, you if you can work the deal for the hotel and the buffet, you know, the old person buffet that, you know, does the veal for like $4.99 or whatever. And the all-you-can-eat shrimp and all that stuff. Yeah, you can work that. But Vegas isn't as much fun.
And
here we go.
And we're back.
Actually, if you want to drink in Vegas and you want to drink for free, you go sit in a casino and you pay like a penny slot, and they bring you free drinks.
There you go.
And you just keep tipping the waitress and she'll keep bringing you drinks.
And Justin just left with a girl in a cab, and JoJo is pissed. She's like, fuck you, I'm done.
Welcome to the game with men, honey. Especially when you're dating pro wrestlers. That's how they roll.
Eve's hoping that JoJo learned her lesson.
Basically, JoJo's now thinking, well, maybe it's just a mistake, maybe he's drunk.
Eve Marie's like, you'll be alright, don't worry about it. The red hair is so awful. Just pointing that out again.
Yeah, it really doesn't do much for her. I liked it better when she didn't do her roots and you could see a little bit of the dark and it gave some depth to it. And now we have all the girls drinking and having a good time and we see the party girl and Bree start to come out.
And they're already holding up Nikki, so yeah. Nikki's been drinking.
Nikki started drinking before they left.
The Bellas are dancing, Natty's dancing with the Bellas.
They're up on the tables, dancing. Oh, Arion, honey, pull your dress down. And Nikki takes the spill.
Nikki takes the spill. Down goes Nikki.
You see, this is why you don't drink and wear really short dresses. Just pointing this out.
And now,
because all your...
Go ahead.
Because all your business be hanging out.
And here the girls are making their way back to the suite.
And they're still drinking. And apparently... Natty's, like, crushing hard on Jarrett.
Bachelorette party.
Yeah. they're all messed up right now.
Bree is now going over to Natty and trying.
Basically, Natty's nerves are getting to her.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Natty is transferring her feelings for Jared and the fact that she wants to feel wanted and needed and loved, and TJ doesn't necessarily inspire that feeling in her anymore.
Because it's been 13 years, or not even, it's been more than that. It's been, they've been 12, and they've been dating for 12 years, so yeah.
And they've known each other since they were kids, so yeah, it's like she's never really had that of a guy to look at her, I guess, and be like, you know, be like that. Oh, now we're getting cakey.
Handcuffs are coming out after the break.
Brian basically doesn't realize that she's in Bree mode, and oh, this is going to get interesting. And, well, Vincent looks like he's going to make a jerk of himself.
He always seems to find a way to do.
Yeah, so it's basically... So we may be saying goodbye to Vincent.
Possibly. So what did we learn?
The girls can hold their liquor.
Kind of. You know, it's always best when a drunk person is trying to give sound, solid advice.
Yeah.
It's the best. And that's what Bree was trying to do. She was trying to give her best advice while sounding so drunk.
Yeah, it's that moment. It's like the moment you get pulled over by the cop. Mm-hmm. Not that I've ever done this, and that's legit. This has never happened to me, but that moment. Here, better example. That moment where you get caught drinking by your parents and you're not supposed to be. And you're standing there, and they know what you've been doing, but you try so hard to sound sober.
I didn't do anything, I swear.
I swear, I didn't do anything.
As you stumble back and forth, and your eyes are,
Yeah, like, that kind of thing. Like, that's basically... And she's not trying to sound sober for the sake of just, you know, she got caught doing something she wasn't supposed to, but it's basically, no, it's... She's trying to be serious, and so... While she's drunk, and that just... That effect also happens, and it just doesn't work.
Right. And we learned that Natty is really liking the attention that Jared's giving her, and that she feels special, which TJ is not providing the specialness...
And also her nerves are getting to her.
Yes, the nerves, it's getting closer and closer to the wedding.
Which is kind of interesting, because they've been together for 12 years and longer, so, and I guess, you know, everybody gets nervous at their wedding, but it's just, it's kind of interesting that they've been together that long, and this would still freak her out. Because it's like, you've really taken the quote-unquote big steps. You've been together for over a decade. You live together.
Right. And Bree's now trying to walk a...
Oh, geez. She's trying to put on 6-inch heels.
Mm-hmm.
Plastered. I want to see her walk. Basically, Bree is trying to act sober so she doesn't get caught. And it's 4:20 in the morning.
Of course it's 4:20 a.m. Convenient that she's trying to get into her room. And knocking on the door.
Because she can't find her room key.
Mm-hmm. Making sure... Oh, my God.
It has a... Wait, Chippendales has a gift store?
Apparently.
And she wakes Brian up. Mm-hmm. Poor Brian. He's like...
Oh, fuck. She falls onto him. She's excited. Yeah, I didn't. She doesn't know I'm drunk because he's half asleep.
And she bought Brian presents. Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Including handcuffs.
Furry handcuffs.
Furry handcuffs.
And Brian just wants to sleep. Poor Brian.
And she's putting handcuffs on him. Yep.
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
And here comes the best part. The hangover.
Mm-hmm. She has now admitted that she drank. A lot. Admit she got into Brie mode last night.
And Brian's like, you think I didn't realize that?
she thought she was hiding it well, and he knew from the moment she walked in.
Basically, he's not mad. He's just like, we're in Vegas. It was Natty's bachelor party. You can do whatever the hell you want. I don't care. Oh, my God, that's cruel.
Shook her head.
Oh, that's harsh.
He'd rather have her grumpy than drunk. She's happy that he's not man, and he's the greatest of all time.
And then he jumps up on top of her. And he's shaking the bed. Oh my god! It's like the cruelest thing ever to do to somebody with a hangover. Short of ordering eggs.
Well done, Brian. Well done.
And they're all going out again. Mm-hmm. Time for Italian.
The big dinner. Oh, look
wow,
at Dan.
Brian's groomed.
Brian groomed himself.
Oh, Justin, and he's texting somebody.
Mm-hmm. George doesn't know what to think. He sat next to her.
Honey, just... let it go. Let it go.
She's very confused, and now they're spending a moment together.
Basically, she's giving it to Justin, and Justin's now putting the moves on her.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's saying the age gap. Basically, he can't handle the age gap.
Right. And he tells her, yeah, because she's too young and she understands. But she's hurt.
Well, yeah, that hurts. That stings, you know, because she really likes him. She's really crushing on him, you can tell. But at the same time, it's like... it's a legit reason.
Right.
And it's something he can't get past.
Right, yeah, it's something he can't get past, and she's going to have to accept that, and she's, you know... It's what happens when you have a crush.
Yep. And you know what? I have to, even though, you know, his actions are less than, you know, stellar, I have to applaud him for ending it really before, you know, for telling the truth and fessing up and basically ending it before anything really happened that we know of.
Alright. So Joan Rivers calls her fans Joan Rangers.
I don't want to know. Her face is scary enough. I'm sorry. I just don't want to know.
It's what happens when they show e-commercials after the segment. So anyway, I guess we just covered basically what we learned.
Pretty much, yeah. It's not the best night for JoJo, but you know, there are plenty of fish in the sea, sweetie, and you'll find somebody.
But the one thing we did learn that Daniel Bryan is a cruel, cruel person to a person with a hangover.
He's the best boyfriend ever, unless you have a hangover, and then it's just wrong.
And then he's gonna, you know, take full advantage of it, as she tried to be so sneaky and couldn't, you know.
Yeah, I love that. I was in pre-root mode last night, but I don't think you knew it. No, I knew.
I knew
from the second that you showed up, I knew.
When you started banging on the door and ringing the bell, I knew. You don't hide it well. Even though in your mind you think you're hiding it so well.
Yeah, that's the other cruel trick alcohol plays on you. You think you're so smooth and you're so sneaky, and then the next day happens, everybody's like, yeah, we totally knew. It's like, crap.
So yeah, that's what we learned at that point from the show, and it seems like Vincent is about to show up coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, Vincent's going to turn up, and well, things are going to get awkward.
Because there's more drinking than going to be happening here in just a moment.
Yes, well, you're in Vegas. That's pretty much what you do. If you have the money to party in Vegas, you party in Vegas.
Exactly.
And even if you don't have the money to party in Vegas, you find a way to party in Vegas. Trust me. Been there. Done that. Got the t-shirt. I've had so much fun every time I've gone to Vegas. So, yeah. Great town. Awesome town.
Lindsay,
still don't stay out.
Lindsay approved.
Yes. Lindsay approved. The last time I went, I went from Salt Lake to Vegas, and within 5 minutes I had a drink in my hand and was walking around with a drink in my hand. It was great.
Very nice. And we're back at the pub.
And we're back. They're suiting up for the day. Mm-hmm. Okay, she had a dirty magazine and a vibrator in the bed. Okay.
Well, apparently that's why John wasn't around. She kept busy without John Cena.
And they're throwing it around. Wow. Can you seriously go, like, not go a day or two without that?
Apparently not. She can't go a day or two without, you know, her purple vibrator.
Alrighty then. Things I didn't need to know about Nikki Bella.
Well, that. We just learned something. There you go. Trinity is saying, open the damn door for the Funkadactyl.
Basically, Ariane got a better room than Trinity.
Mm-hmm. It's bomb.com.
Basically, Boo Boo has hopped his butt on a plane and he's on his way there. And my lord, she's got some shoulder pads in that dress.
Mm-hmm. And there he is.
And there's Vincent. And she's less than pleased that Vincent is there.
Oh, no.
And he's like a kid in a candy store.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's taking full advantage of this free hotel room.
Because she knows she paid for it.
Right. And Trinity's bouncing on out of there.
Basically, Arion is kicking Vincent to the shower because he's stinky.
Right.
As Trinity bounces out. And now we're going out.
All the guys are there. Big party. It's time to have some fun. As Bree delivers a toast for Natty and TJ.
With a shot in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have a shot. And what we don't know, but she has a shot.
Right. She gave a nice toast.
She really did. It was very well said and very well done. And
now,
somebody spilled something all over themselves.
Mm-hmm. And
oh my goodness, that is a very naughty cake.
A very naughty cake, yeah.
Oh, Natty! Okay!
Explain what she did.
Basically, she bit the cake's thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're...
They're all eating the thing.
Well, they're all touching the thing, and Vincent is freaking out that Arion touched the thing.
How dare she touch another person's thing? And now big cotton candy balls.
That looks awesome! I want a big cotton candy ball! And now Vincent's just kind of being a jerk.
Mm-hmm. And Vincent's
and making,
yeah, making a big scene and no one's happy.
Basically, he's showing off.
Mm-hmm. And not in a good way.
And not in a good way. So basically we learned that, well, when I guess a competing boyfriend or a jealous boyfriend shows up, it's never a good thing.
Yeah, I guess that's what we've learned, yeah, in this little situation right here. And then,
yeah.
Continue.
And I didn't know you could do that with fondant, but apparently you can.
You learn things every day, apparently.
You learn things every day, yes. Well, I did. Yeah. Anyway, we won't get into that here.
No, why not?
I knew those kinds of cakes existed. I've never actually seen one.
There you go. And we saw the erotic cake where Natty ate the thing, and we saw the thing Nikki travels with when John's not around.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I still can't get over that, really. You can't go a couple days without that.
Maybe John's been away longer than 2 days. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Self-control.
It's Nikki Bella. What do you expect?
Self-control!
It's Nikki Bella.
That's just incredible that she can't go, like, a couple days or whatever without that. Really? I mean, really?
She was drunk. She had a magazine. Her favorite toy was there, you know.
Well, no, her favorite toy wasn't there because John was somewhere else.
Okay.
Her second favorite toy was there.
So, you know, she's drunk, she wants to have a good time. What do you expect?
I don't expect anything less. I'm kind of amazed she just left it laying around like that.
Under the covers, and Bree just happened to find it.
You don't tuck it under the covers. Throw it in the drawer. Jeez.
Well, you know, she thought she was alone, and that sort of thing. I couldn't help. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. And we learned it's purple.
And we learned her thing is purple. Anyway, we're back.
We're back. They're at a hopping club.
They're at the Ghost Bar. At the Palm.
And they're having a good time. They're dancing. They're drinking.
They're all just getting down with it. They're having fun. Uso putting on the moves. Natty dancing like crazy. Bubbles are flying everywhere. TJ and Natty are sharing a moment. Vincent now wants shots. And now he's going to get really, really drunk.
Yeah, really drunk. I mean, wow, that's a lot of tequila.
Mm-hmm. He wants another one and another one.
And he's going to kill a bottle of Don Julio. And he's got a Red Bull in his hand, too.
What, Aaron's like he's had one, two, three, too many drinks. And he wants more to drink, and she's like, just need a Diet Coke, relax, calm down.
Basically, Bree's getting nosy.
Mm-hmm. Vincent says thank you, I guess.
Vincent is drunk, and he's basically making a jerk of himself. Like, really making a jerk of himself and really embarrassing.
Now she has a stain on her dress. She's pissed.
But no, she doesn't have a stain on her dress. Basically, she's trying to get him to go. And now they're getting into it.
Ariane's very pissed off, apparently. And all the girls are nosy.
And basically, they're leaving.
Mm-hmm. And the Usos dancing, and yeah.
Basically, Arion's pulling him out of the club so she doesn't get embarrassed, and he's just acting. Basically, he's trying to prove he's not drunk to her, and she's just really pissed.
Mm-hmm. He's acting all a fool up in here.
And she's about to kick him to the curb.
Mm-hmm. Nikki tells...
Is Brian with them? I don't see him.
No, I don't think so.
But basically, Natty's really glad they went on the trip. It's been a trip of a lifetime. And what is Jon Uso doing with the tongs? I don't want to know.
I don't know. Now he's ready to tie a knot. She's had a good time. Her and Bree are dancing the night away.
And now we get the preview for next week, where basically the competition between Eva and JoJo is going to heat up.
Mm-hmm. They both wanted the spotlight.
And there's more drama between Arion and Vincent, and looks like, well, maybe Vincent might be done.
And there's Bree falling and injuring herself.
No, Nikki.
Nikki, my bad, Nikki.
Yeah, so next week should be an interesting week, but this week, well, This is what happens when WWE superstars do Vegas, and it's kind of awesome.
We just had the Divas in Vegas, and that was kind of amazing, really.
It really was. That was truly amazing. So on that note,
before we wrap it up, I'm gonna read you the official preview.
The official preview. We're getting fancy now.
The official preview for next week's show. It's called A Leg Up. Nikki could be sidelined by an old leg injury. At the same time, Eva Marie gets a spread in Maxim magazine. Ariane becomes nervous when Vinny starts talking marriage. And JoJo has a hard time finding her voice. So there you go. That's the preview for next week's Total Divas. There's 2 episodes left. 2.
And that's it for the summer until we get more, I guess, later in the fall or the winter.
Until November.
How are we gonna make it?
I don't know, but we'll have to find a way. We'll find some, hopefully.
Here's to hoping. So on that note, can I now wrap the show?
Now you can officially wrap up the show.
All right, well, you've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas post show right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week with episode 7 for you. Until then, I'm Lindsay, and for Rock, we'll see you later. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.